So here in open session, I will then, I'm going to make a motion to extend interviews to candidate number one with initials BA, candidate number two, initials MB, candidate number three, initials EC, candidate number four, initials MG, and candidate number seven, initials JS. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Dr. Lana?
Aye.
Aye. I didn't hear you. Thanks, Sir Albert.
Sure.
Okay. So moved and seconded it and passed unanimously to offer those candidates an interview. So then we can move on to the, pardon me, the Roseville Drive. The questions that are presented, these are ones we've used in the past. And I know Dr. Foreman didn't have any issues with the question. And I think some in the past, too, we divided the questions up so that each board member would have their set of questions to ask. So if that's how we want to do this, or if there's any particular question that you feel like you would, you know, want to be asking, if there's something else you want to ask. And of course, I think during the process, you know, sometimes we always come up with other questions that we want to do. So we've got 36 questions. So how do you guys want to, how would you gentlemen like to go about that? Do you want to divide things up amongst us? So that would give, you know, four, you know, divide the questions, you know, in four ways and go from there, or do you have another mechanism that you'd like to use? So, Mr. Rose?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. Dr. Ilano?
I'm for dividing the questions amongst us.
Okay. So, what did I say? There's like, and I'm sure Dr. Foreman would probably be in agreement. So like I said, there's 36 questions. There's four of us. So I'll take the first spot. So and then, you know, I could then move on to Mr. Rhodes and then Dr. Ilano and Dr. Foreman. Do it that way. Is that seem reasonable, gentlemen?
Yeah, so, yeah.
So we each have nine. Pardon me, John?
Well, I'd like to ask, what are your long-term plans for the board?
Okay. That's good. Okay. Because, you know, that we each would have nine questions, but that's certainly something, John, that been looking back here through these questions real quickly, since we have something that even remotely resembles that question. But I think that is something that I would have you, it's a good question for you to ask, John, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So just make note that that's something that, I'm going to make that note that that's something that you wanted to add in there. I had made, hold on a second. I'm just looking at one other note I've made for myself here, just a sec. Yeah, because I think that certainly is
That certainly is a question that should be addressed, so, okay. I'm going to put that down. No, I was going to add that, so. So where do you want to be in 5 years, or where do you see yourself? Okay. Okay. Dr. Yolano, do you have any other questions? You know, too, like I said, I know during when we're in that interview process, other questions certainly can come up. So,
sure. I'll probably have questions come up during the interview, but the ones that I read are fine.
Okay. All righty. So, is everyone satisfied here with our discussion on the topic of the question?
Yeah, I think we're fine.
Okay, great. So, when, okay, the interview process, so, Seamus, do I have to make a motion? I made the motion about offering the, you know, the interview, but no, do I have to say, make a motion to direct Heather to send those communications to the prospective interviewee?
No, it was part of your previous motion. It was sufficient enough to encapsulate the whole thing.
Okay. All right. So now we need to decide and see how quickly something like this could be done, and if it's something that, you know, I don't know if it's something that you gentlemen, particularly Dr. Yolano and Dr. Foreman, can dedicate themselves to using a whole day that, you know, to interview after the board meetings, or if it's would be better for people's schedules to have a separate interview day. And I'm really very, I would like these to be in-person interviews. This teleconference interviews, I just don't think that's appropriate. So.
Well, and Dr. Campbell, just so you know, when you're interviewing the candidates, you will go into executive session to interview them. So you'll have to go into executive session with each one to interview. So that's smart to consider, you know, the amount of time that it is going to take you guys, because it will maybe take a while, especially if you're having robust conversation with the applicants.
Right.
Would it be feasible at our
next meeting,
instead of having it on Wednesday of our next meeting, to have a regular scheduled meeting on Wednesday and do it on a Tuesday, or the following day on a Thursday, have them back to back?
You know, Mr. Rosak, particularly in your situation, when you're driving such a distance to come to the meeting, I think that is a very excellent idea. Because you would be, okay, but as far as our next meeting then isn't till the 14th of July. So that, you know, that's an issue of time, you know, to get the interview process done as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's possible. I'd like to just do hash it out all in one day. The interview process. Instead of bringing it up.
Again, like I said, then guys, that puts us July 14th. That's our next board meeting. And that's weeks away.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And Heather's gonna be leaving soon.
Yeah, so Heather's last day is this Friday. So we have Margaret, you know, to help us on that interim process. So
I wonder what, and you gentlemen have to, because, you know, with payment schedules and stuff, if you feel that there's any way that something can be set up this week, and then I would ask Heather, particularly if she thinks that's possible to get something arranged toward the end of this week for candidates and for availability of a room in a conference, a boardroom, to be able to do these interviews. Because you guys know my schedule is a heck of a lot more flexible, so we need to, what's with schedules with Dr. Giuliano and Foreman. So guys, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I need to, if this is the case, I need to move things around on my schedule to devote a day for this. I think Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday would be best to move things around.
Mm-hmm.
Friday would be the best.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just tell me a day. I mean, I probably can't do it this Friday. Next week, Friday the 25th. If it's early enough, I can move things around with my schedule. But we have to coordinate with that stuff before.
Yes, exactly. So I think what we'll have to do is have you gentlemen will have to check your schedules and Heather, we'll have to coordinate and see what's up with Dr. Foreman to be able to pick a date that's congenial or that works for everybody, so that then obviously that the candidates can be contacted and scheduled too. So maybe
everybody could send Heather their availability after this meeting.
Perfect.
And then Heather could try to find some days that might work.
Right, because then obviously if getting a room and hitting everybody's schedule, so I think.
The board will also want to determine when, how long they want to hold these interviews for. Because let's say you hold it for, you decide that you're going to do each one an hour block. If you finish in a half hour to 45 minutes, then you're sitting there for a half hour, 15 minutes or a half hour, twiddling your thumbs because you can't move on to the next one until it's scheduled time. So you may want to consider whether you want to do half hour, 45 minute increments, and then if you happen to run over, that's fine.
Well, I would think a minimum of a half an hour, because if you get into the in-depth conversations and the fact that we have the amount of questions that we have, I think.
Absolutely. I agree.
An hour might be getting, I think we might, like you said, run the risk of sitting and twiddling our thumbs for 15 minutes. Because I would think within a half an hour to 40, 45 minutes that we would have a good idea about things. Yeah.
Half hour is good. I mean, if we run over, we run over, but half hour is good.
What do you think, Mr. Roberts?
Half hour is fine, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that way, then, if we've got five candidates, we're not there. If we have our interviews, and then obviously we would be then going into an executive session to discuss that, and then obviously we'd come back to an open session and make our decision of who to extend if we want to extend to the candidates that we have, or if it's not what we're thinking, then we continue the process.
Okay.
Heather, how long do they keep that advertisement within the state open for applications?
Madam Chair, board members, I believe that Mr. Bustamante posted it as open until filled. That's what I saw on the job board.
Okay. And have there been any other action on or activity?
No. I've not gotten any notifications from Human Resources, and I have been logging in every day to make sure that I'm not missing a resume that has come through, and I've not seen any.
Okay. So I think it sounds well. So at this point, then we should just, you know, direct Heather to go ahead and check schedule. You know, everybody send in their availability to Heather, and we'll move from there as far as getting something set up as soon as we can.
Mr. Rhodes, your best days are Fridays. I'll try to accommodate you.
I think Friday will work. Yeah.
And Dr. Ilano, if I know a day or two before, then I can, you know, I'm okay. So.
Yeah. I just need time to reschedule my patients.
Oh.
I'm going to devote a day.
Right, and you know, I don't, you know, if you have surgical procedures and things like that.
Sure.
So does everybody feel comfortable with the discussion of our agenda items?
Yeah, that would be the 25th, would be this Friday coming up, correct?
Yes, Mr. Rhodes. Okay. Seamus, do you have anything you need to add, or Heather?
Nope.
Okay. So I think we're ready to conclude. Like, if anybody has any, you know, other remarks, please state them.
If we have other applicants apply, we have to vet them prior to our interview.
And since you made your motion at this time, it would most likely be closed.
Okay.
You would have to put it back on the agenda for the time, you know, most likely that you're interviewing the other individuals to consider this application. We kind of go through the process we went through right now. You know, if you found an applicant that, you know, you thought the board should consider.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I think we're ready to adjourn the meeting. So I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:54 a.m.
Second.
All right. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you. Everyone have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.